Well, a bit of an eyesight test here as well, as perhaps a little of a words and what they mean kind of test. Anyway, here's the first one. Anybody tell me what that one says there? I'm looking at Grace. Grace is going to tell me, isn't she? Christianity. Christianity. That, well, people call it a religion, don't they? Belief system there that centres on who? Who's it all about? Who is Christianity all about? Grace again. It is, isn't it? Or in here? Where in here might we see him? Go on, Molly. Christ, isn't it? Christ. It's all about him. His word, the Bible, the message of salvation, the gospel, the works that he did that are the centre of it and our only hope, that he came, God in the flesh, that he died on the cross and that he rose again from the dead. Where is he now? Where is he now? Molly. The right hand of God, and what's he going to do one day? What's he going to do one day? Is he going to stay there? Like that? Just there? Or? Go on, Grace. He is going to return, isn't he? As a triumphant king. Right. That's the fact of it there. So, Christianity reflects the fact, doesn't it, that Christ is the very heart of this belief system. And so that's us, isn't it? Today, I hope, believing that. Well, a lot of Christianity, a lot of people who say, ah, yes, Jesus Christ is everything there. Ah, but when it comes down to it, he's not really. And people believe, well, all roads lead to God. Or they believe, well, what he did on the cross is quite good, but not quite good enough for your salvation. And so they start adding things or taking away from things, if you will, from that. Or they teach some strange things about him and that he does some very strange things that really we just cannot find in the Bible. And so what people do, in effect, is take the Christ away from Christianity. And you end up with
Christianity.
Oh, almost that. Good try. I've got this so far. You tackle that for me. You tackle that one for me there. Go on, Grace. I thought it was eyesight test today. Sorry? Ionity, isn't it? Ionity. Ianity. What's that? What does that mean?
There must be someone called Ian out there. We need to find and worship.
Yes, it is so, isn't it? Yes, and some other belief system here. That's, if you like, what's left after you take the Christ away from Christianity. Ianity. Well, actually, so often, I said, when people take away Christ from it, when they take Christ out of it, there's something missing, isn't there? What people then do is often they put something else in instead. They add something to try to make it living and try to make it sort of something that people might find good, I don't know, interesting, you know, philosophy, whatever else. And you end up actually with this. What do you end up with here? What's this? This is a funny word, isn't it? Grace. Inanity. You've just added a letter, see that N in there. Now, perhaps some of our older ones can tell us what this means.
Like inanimate, not really doing anything.
That's inanimate. That would mean that. Inanity? Okay. It's a word. If something's inane, it means it's stupid. It's stupid. It's meaningless. It's just dumb, to put it in modern parlance. Inanity. That's often what it ends up as. You take the Christ out of Christianity, well, you end up with inanity. But then people add something and you end up with inanity. Inanity. All kinds of funny old stuff. Now, I was reading this week about something in America that's called heavenly tourism. heavenly tourism. That people, children as well, as young as James, even younger, have said they have been to heaven. They have seen amazing things there. And they've come back and they've written these things up. And guess what? Booksellers think, brilliant. And they market these books and they earn a lot of money there, both for the families of the children who've written up these books and for the book publishers themselves. Well, I heard this week that one of those children who had supposedly been to heaven and back and written all these amazing things and seen angels and all kinds of things they reckon they'd seen, said, actually, it wasn't really so. It wasn't really true like that. I had a bit of a funny thing happen to me. I'd been in hospital, that was true, and I'd been injured, and I was in, you know, a kind of anaesthetised state, and I had some sort of experience, but I couldn't really say it was heaven, and the various things that got sort of added to and bits and pieces that were stuck on to it, and anyway. So they told the book publishers, and what should the book publishers have then done? What should they have done, Timothy?
Circulated something saying, oh, that this book is a load of rubbish, here, have a refund for buying all these facts.
Well, that's what they should do, shouldn't they? Guess what they did instead, Timothy?
Oh, they said that he was probably delusional, but the book was still valid. And here, keep buying it.
Yes, basically the last part for sure. Yeah, they didn't take it off. Keep buying it. And somebody said, well, it's nice. People are enjoying it, you know. People are enjoying it, so don't spoil the whole thing there. Oh, dear. Now, that's inanity, isn't it? That's getting beyond that into wickedness there. Not even true. But you see, people, when they start taking Christ out of Christianity, need something else to fill the gap. And every kind of weird supernaturalism or something like that, their trips to heaven, which apparently is a big thing in America, and for sure we'll pick up a little bit of the fringe of it here in the UK. And yet here is one that was clearly exposed as being nonsense. The poor lad there. In fact, his dad was a bit naughty on this one. I think we'll add this in here and we'll add that in there. And ended up with inanity. It was plain, stupid stuff, really, that was written. Why people were reading it thinking this was true? But they do. So, don't believe everything that you read. Don't believe everything that people say that's happened to them. And, oh, they've been here or they've done that and the other. Okay, well, watch it. Be careful of it. Those books out there, I have to say, these extraordinary things, I have to say, often end up just being inanity. The boy, actually, it was interesting. He wrote to the publishers and said, please, I don't believe these things were true. I believe that you just need Jesus Christ in order to be saved from your sin, and that the Bible is all that you need, and that you don't need these things that supposedly happened to me. So the publishers haven't written back to them, as far as I know. They haven't responded to any of the people who have said, you shouldn't be selling this book. They've just kind of gone quiet on it, and the books are still being sold. So don't take Christ out of Christianity, because so often you end up just with inanity. Let's sing our next hymn. 155, one there is above all others. 155.